USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It appears the Senate is poised to reject the idea of impeachment witnesses, as senators will take that vote later today in the president's impeachment trial. Senators wrapping up two full days of questioning impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. This all means that the impeachment trial could possibly wrap up at the end of the day or perhaps tomorrow. President Trump was touting recent trade deals as he held a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa last night.
Probably the biggest reason that I ran was the unfair trade that I've seen. And one after one, China, Mexico, Canada, Japan, South Korea, we've made all these deals and we have plenty left over, plenty left over.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
John Delaney is no longer running for President of the United States. The former Maryland congressman announcing this morning that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates were partially behind his reason for dropping out. He also said on CNN,
"But it's clear to me on Monday, on caucus night, I will not have sufficient support to get to the 15% viability threshold that, as you know, John, is needed to get delegates out of Iowa."
There's new information concerning the helicopter pilot involved in the crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight other people on Sunday. That pilot was said to be qualified to fly in cloudy conditions using the high-tech instruments installed on his helicopter, but according to the New York Times, he did not have the legal authority to do so. Approved by British voters back in 2016, Brexit officially takes effect at 6 p.m. Eastern Time today. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The World Health Organization has now declared a global health emergency due to the coronavirus outbreak. A hospital confirming the first case of person-to-person transmission in the U.S. The illness is blamed for more than 200 deaths in China, and the State Department is now recommending that Americans not travel to that country until further notice. Nearly 10,000 coronavirus cases have been reported worldwide, including six confirmed cases in the U.S. Fred Silverman has passed away. In the 70s and 80s, Silverman headed up programming at various times for all three broadcast TV networks. He made some good choices of shows, from All in the Family to Maude, Hawaii Five-O, and the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Silverman was called the man with the golden gut. He was 82 when he passed away yesterday. His family says he had cancer. An iconic soap opera will live on. Although it's been preempted lately because of the impeachment trial of President Trump, The Young and the Restless is going to be on TV for several more years. The iconic soap opera just renewed for four more seasons at CBS. The show has been a staple for 47 years, typically averaging more than 4 million viewers a day, the most of all daytime dramas. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.